This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Are you familiar with the movie I Am Legend?
Yep.
With all the zombies and all of that?
Yep.
Do you know what year that's set in?
2012.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You can hunt deer in the street.
If you survive.
We'll survive. We're radio DJs.
Because the world needs radio DJs.
Class is in.
Happy Rock School New Year, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. May old acquaintance be forgot. I got a few acquaintances. I don't know, but I got a few acquaintances I'd like to forget. Hey, by the way, congratulations to all of you out there who were born on February 29th. You finally get a birthday this
year.
Huh? That's right. Leap year. The Earth could just speed up a little bit. We wouldn't have to have one of these every 4 years.
We'd like to wish everyone a very happy new year and a nice knowing you because this is it. We're all done.
Oh, at the end, because of the Mayan calendar?
Supposedly.
Do you know what group of people on, what is it, December 21st, 2012? That's supposedly when it all comes. And it has to do with something with the concept of the Milky Way and energy coming from the Earth to the Milky Way.
Something to do up there, yeah.
Right. Do you know what group of people are not concerned that the end of the long count Maya calendar does not mean the end of the world as we know it?
Yeah, the Mayans.
Right. And as long as they're not concerned, I'm not concerned.
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you get one of those Mayan round calendars? Have you seen one of those? My birthday's in the upper left-hand corner.
Is it
so now? It is. It really is.
What if one of the Mayans came over and says, our printer just kind of ran out.
Because they had printers.
That's why the calendar...
an advanced society.
Oh, shut up.
They had printers. It's Rock School. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And we're here again, ladies and gentlemen. Beginning of the year, and I love to start off each one of the years with a twofer show because it's 2012, comes out of the mouth so much nicer than 2011,
it does.
And comes out of the mouth better than 2013, so 2012, it's a nice year. If you go back 60 years, it was 1952.
It was.
So there's a lot of things that happened in 1952 that this is the anniversary of.
Mm-hmm.
Go back 50 years, 1962.
Yep.
Anniversary of. Go back 40 years, 1972. Right. And you keep going on.
Correct.
So what we do for the beginning of each year is talk about what this year is the anniversary of.
Yeah, it's like 7 days and 70 seconds on steroids.
Right. For two entire shows.
Mm-hmm.
So let's begin.
Okay.
Back in March of 1952,
mm-hmm.
there was this guy named Sam Phillips.
I know Sam Phillips.
That was running a place called the Memphis Recording Studio.
Yup.
Well, Sam Phillips basically stated, I don't like running the Memphis Recording Studio anymore. I'm going into business for myself. And he decided to begin his own record label.
Fair enough.
Take a guess. What did he call it?
He called it
Sun Studios.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to say it.
You had an I don't know what the heck I'm talking about pause.
No, that I do that all
the time. Oh, do you? The first release on Sun Studios back in 1952, 60th anniversary of it, was Driving Slow by Johnny London. He also had this little deal, because he wasn't making a whole lot of money, he had this little deal where you could come in and for a certain amount of money pay to record yourself. And this young guy named Presley came in, recorded a couple songs for his mama. And luckily, Marion Kiesker, who was working at the front desk, basically hung on to the recordings of one young Elvis Presley and pushed it on Sam Phillips, who didn't really want to talk to him. And that's what put Sun on the map. So this year is the 60th anniversary of the beginning of Sun Records 60 years ago. Here's Elvis to celebrate it. That's All Right, Mama, right here, Rock School.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
This is Rock School as we talk about the anniversaries for this, the brand new year, 2012.
Did Elvis send that nice little receptionist some flowers for being responsible for getting him a... going.
Hopefully the pink Cadillac showed up. Just like he bought his mama. March 21st, 60 years ago, 1952, Alan Freed holds what many people believe is the first rock concert, the Moondog Coronation Ball at the Cleveland Arena. It didn't really do much of a concert, however. Only Paul Williams and the Hucklebuckers get to play before the whole thing is shut down due to a riot. Oh, Cleveland rock concert, sure. Now, I'm going to force this one. I really am going to sort of push a round peg into a square hole on this one. Hank Williams.
Yeah.
December 31st of 1952. Hank Williams is scheduled to perform at the Municipal Auditorium, Charleston, West Virginia. His plane, he's trying to get to West Virginia.
Got it.
His plane is turned back in Knoxville due to bad weather in Nashville, okay?
All right.
A college student is hired to drive him to Canton, Ohio for a New Year's concert. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
However, calls to cancel that night's concert, okay?
Yep.
Carr, Charles Carr, the guy who's going to be driving him, books he and Williams into the Andrews Johnson Hotel that night after Williams has convulsions in the back of the car.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Doctor gives him B12 and morphine. Williams, not Carr. 2 days later, they set out on the road, and just after midnight on January 2nd, 1953, Carr realizes that Williams is dead in the back of the automobile.
Uh-oh.
So, technically, Hank Williams, dies on January 2nd, 1953.
Yeah.
However, the trip begins on December 31st.
1952.
Like I said, I think I'm kind of pushing that one. I think I'm kind of making it forced into round peg square hole.
No, you can make it work. It was the last road trip that Hank Williams ever took, and it began in 52.
Right, so 60th anniversary of the beginning of the road trip. Not the death of Hank Williams, but the road trip began.
Again, that's fine.
I may be forcing it a little
bit. No, we can do that.
There you go. Here is Hank Williams. I'll never get out of this world alive. Rock School.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Happy New Year, 2012. Are you familiar with the movie I Am Legend?
Yep.
With all the zombies and all of that?
Yep.
Do you know what year that's set in?
2012.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully that doesn't happen.
No, that's a good thing. You can hunt deer in the street.
If you survive.
We'll survive. We're radio DJs.
Because the world needs radio DJs.
It does.
I believe that was said by a great man earlier on. You said it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Right. Let's move on.
What was he using to establish communication in that movie?
Radio.
Thank you.
That's right.
Exactly.
Somebody, are you an engineer? Do you know how to keep radio working?
No.
Well, somebody's going
just
to have
talent.
To stay alive in
talent.
Order to make sure that all the wires are connected.
Get me a coffee?
That's right.
Yeah, coffee.
One of the zombies. You're going to have to get it at night. And it's going to have to be full of sugar. 1962, 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved out of 52. We're now in 62.
Oh, a lot of stuff happened in 62.
Oh, it certainly did. On April 10th, Stuart Sutcliffe dies of a brain hemorrhage in his girlfriend's arms, never getting to see what the band he helped to create will become. Stuart Sutcliffe, one of the original musicians inside of the original lineup of the Beatles, so he never got to see it. And this one, the one we'll play. January 29th, Peter Yarrow, Paul Stuckey, and Mary Travers are signed to Warner Brothers, and Peter, Paul, and Mary bring folk music to the masses. Before that, folk was in little pockets.
Uh-huh.
It was them that finally are married to a major record label,
mm-hmm.
and folk music gets out to everybody.
That's right. Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon, Fokker.
You know, that came from a guy who just hated rock music.
Oh, yeah?
And basically listed a series of songs telling the... I'm trying to think. I think it was in Ohio. Don't hold me to that. But he was basically telling the government of the state, here are these songs, and here's what they actually mean. and basically stated Puff the Magic Dragon was about marijuana smoking.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a children's song. Or maybe it is, but I don't think it is. It's a children's song put to folk music, and it was because of some guy that was trying to get rock music banned. That's where it came from.
Hey, we're lucky Peter, Paul, and Mary didn't wound up in the Filthy 15.
It could have been. I dig rock and roll music. Here is PPM right here, Rock School.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
About the happiest sound going down today.
Props to you, Doctor. Well, people say Peter, Paul, and Mary, they automatically go to Puff the Magic Dragon, and you went the other way and played the other song.
I think it's more rock and roll, and it had it in the title.
Good for you.
We need one more to get us to the bottom of the break time.
I'm sure they had something happen in 62 that will give us some type of relevance.
Sure. February 15th, Ray Charles, who has been playing R&B, taking old gospel songs and turning them into rock and getting them, basically getting him in trouble because people knew them from the church and he was doing all of these different things. He changes gears in February of 1962 and records literally a groundbreaking album. Nobody in the music industry wanted him to do this. There's an old statement, whatever worked, do it again. He records the groundbreaking album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. Nobody thinks it's going to work. It shoots, boom, right to number one, basically proving once again that the artist, if left alone, knows what the audience wants.
Exactly.
He records I Can't Stop Loving You on that date, February 15th, shoots right to number one. And it sounds like this. Ray Charles, I Can't Stop Loving You. Rock School.
I've made up my mind. Live in memories of the lonesome time.
Yeah, one of my faves right there, Ray Charles, you know, the man who stereotyped sunglasses. Did you ever notice when someone has unusually large sunglasses on that people will refer to them as Ray Charles sunglasses?
Or Ray-Bans.
Look at that.
There, see? Let me give you a couple more from 1962 that we're not going to play. Why? Because I have a couple of shows early in the year that specifically talk or go to these items. So rather than play the music here, we're going to deal with it a little later on in the year. April 6th, the Beatles make a provisional visit to Abbey Road Studios to meet a guy named George Martin for the first time to record for Parlophone.
That's when he met him?
That's when he met them for the first time.
Eventually become their...
Oh, their producer.
Producer, yeah.
Oh, by all means. They record two songs, Besame Mucho.
What? Huh?
Yeah, Besame Mucho. And a self-penned song that day, you might have heard of it, called Love Me Do. According to George Martin, he says, quote, they were awful on tape, but when he met them, he liked them, which may be half the battle. You seem to have to like them. And on July 12th, the Rolling Stones played their first gig at the Marquee International Jazz Club. Here was the original lineup. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, guy named Dick Taylor on bass, Elmo Lewis on guitar, you probably know him as Brian Jones, Ian Stewart on piano, and a guy named Mick Avery on drums. A few of them will recede into history, but that's it. That's the first time. And if you want to be real picky, it is the 50th anniversary of the Rolling Stones. And the question is, what are they going to do for this? I've heard that a big tour is being put together or is already put together where every remaining, you know, still living member of the Stones, everybody who has ever played with the Rolling Stones, will actually be brought back and will be part of it, including Bill Wyman.
How long do you want to let that ride out? I mean, your legacy, 50 years in the making, how much more do you want to do before you start becoming a punchline? You know, when people start saying, wow, the Stones are on tour, who's the sponsor? Metamucil?
Yeah.
You know, it's
I guess
like,
as long as you can still do it.
Can they do it?
I think so.
Can they?
I think so. The main two people you want to see are Jagger
and Richards.
Yeah,
no doubt. But still, I think
Watts is the oldest. He's in his 70s. Jagger Richards are both close to it. They're 68, 69, I believe, somewhere in there. I don't think they're quite in their 70s yet. As long as they can still do it and it still sounds good.
See, that's the key, Doc. That's the thing. Because if you heard Steven Tyler singing Dream On at the American Idol finale last year,
no,
he clearly does not have the oomph that he had when you hear live versions like on Little South of Sanity. He still got it, but he doesn't, you know, if he used to be a 10, he might be an 8 now. How do you honestly want to go see Mick Jagger rock the stage in his 70s?
Yes.
Okay.
Me personally? Yes.
All right.
Van Halen's putting out a new album this year.
I know.
And they're touring. David Lee Roth is in his 50s. Ask me whether I'm going to go see them.
50s is different. I'll go see someone rock in their 50s.
10
Mick
years
Jagger,
from now. Ask me if I'm going to go see him 10 years from now.
You're the exception. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Their rock stars have a cutoff point.
They do?
They have a deadline.
Take them right out back and shoot them?
No. I didn't say they put them to death. They just, you know, you have this career and it stops. It's mandatory up there.
He's my rock star, Mom. I'll do it. Make sure you get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show, and we're trying to get to 300. Get us to 300, the big 300, and we'll yell Sparta. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, let's do one more to get us to the bottom of the hour. We'll wrap up 1962, the 50-year anniversaries for this, the brand new year, 2012.
I'd actually rather just stay in 62.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in 62.
Yeah, where were you in 62? Well, it comes out of the mouth nicely, doesn't it? 1962, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2013's not going to be good.
We are like 3 or 4 days into the new year, and you're already griping about 2013.
I am. It bothers me. I'm ACDC. Is that what it's called? Is it ADHD? ADDC? ACDC? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I don't know.
On December 8th, Alan Freed leaves WQAM in Miami to stand trial for payola in New York City. The government will destroy him.
Mm.
I need to do a show just on that payola trial.
Yeah.
I could, because it's really awful. Awful
it's
what
interesting
they did
stuff,
to him.
And it's educational to the audience because they don't realize the significance
and how illegal it is,
and how illegal
because
it is.
Audience members probably think, well, why can't a band just walk up and give you money and make
what's
you play
the
their song?
Deal?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? You take $20 and they play your song. You play their song.
Why not, Chad? Why not lose your job, lose your radio license, be fined $25,000, and possibly go to jail?
See, when we talk about that to outsiders of radio, they go, "Oh, it's not that bad."
Oh, yes.
So
when I was working full radio, I remember it was my, my anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sent candlesticks.
Mm-hmm.
One of the radio or one of the music companies sent me candlesticks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were glass of some kind, some fancy glass. And I remember showing them to my general manager and saying, "What do you think?" And he said, "Pack them up. Send them back." I don't even want to play with it. I don't want to play with the numbers. Pack them up. Send them back. Say thank you. And which is really too bad because, you know, they were nice. And this one we're going to play. October 16th, child prodigy Little Stevie Wonder makes his live debut at Detroit's Latin Quarter Club after signing with Motown Records, Motortown Review. So this year is Stevie Wonder's 50th year of live performance. And here's one from Stevie Wonder. Rock School.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long.
There's Stevie Wonder celebrating 50 years of performance this year, same as the Rolling Stones. Gosh,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that make a great show?
What?
Bands that have been performing for 50 years. Wow. Not that I haven't put that show together. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns. Who are you?
I'm Chad Pete.
All right. Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds on these dates, January 2nd all the way through January 8th. That's a Monday through a Sunday. Chad has Monday. Go.
January 2, 1979. The trial of Sid Vicious for that 1978 murder of Nancy Spungen opened in NYC. Vicious died of a heroin overdose, thereby not living to hear the verdict.
January 3rd, 1969. John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Two Virgins album is declared obscene by New Jersey courts. Mm-hmm. It has both John and Yoko nude on the cover.
Ugh, that is obscene. January 4th, 1965, Leo Fender sold the Fender Guitar Company to CBS for pennies. $13 million.
It was back in 65. I mean, you extrapolate that out, it's probably worth today $14.5 million. Yeah. January 5th, 1998, Sonny Bono dies while skiing on the Nevada side of the Heavenly Ski Resort near South Lake Tahoe, California.
Okay, remind me never to go skiing at the Heavenly Ski Resort.
Remind me never to go skiing.
January 6, 1993, Bill Wyman announced that he had officially left those 70-year-old Rolling Stones.
He'll come back this year. January 7, 1970, on a Saturday, Max Yazger was served papers amounting to $35,000 by his neighbors for damages stemming from the Woodstock concert. And then finally, January 8, 1993... the U.S. Postal Service reveals the results of their national survey regarding the Elvis stamp. Basically, it came down to thin Elvis versus fat Elvis. Thin Elvis won.
They spent money.
Oh, I was on the air when it happened.
Were you now?
Oh, yeah. We contacted every post office within a whatever 50-mile radius of us.
Yeah.
And we talked to the postmaster at each one of them and asked them to poll their people in there and what they wanted. Thin Elvis won that one as well. Did you really want to lick the back of fat Elvis and put it on the... Think about that.
Lick
think
Elvis
about
at
that.
All.
Yeah?
I don't want to think about it.
Need some wax in there. Let's move into 1972, 40-year anniversary. 40 years ago, these things happened. We'll get into it right away. February 10th, at that moment, Britain's biggest pop band, T-Rex, makes its way to the U.S. and starts its first tour in Seattle. Bang a gong. Get it on. Rex. Rock School. This is Rock School. As we are doing our first couple of shows for the year 2012, we're doing anniversaries. We have got anniversaries. There we go. It's my Elmer Fudd for the year, ladies and gentlemen. I believe I saw a wabbit. We went back already 60 years to 52. We've gone back all the way to, what was it, 50 years to 1962. We are now in 1972. Everything we're talking about, 40-year anniversary.
40 years ago.
March 13th. After signing to Asylum Records, the Eagles enter the studio in London, believe it or not, and begin work with Glyn John to create their debut album. It's going to be released in June and will contain their first hit single, Take It Easy. They will go on to be the highest selling group in terms of album, and problem will then be they will be overtaken by, was it Michael Jackson? Because they had the highest selling album worldwide, but then he died and the whole world kept buying Thriller.
Tell you what, the Eagles are one of those bands that I know that you can have a 50-year-old fan, and then you could also have like an 18-year-old that'll be into the Eagles.
I tell you, we a couple of friends and I went to go see Judas Priest, and I expected to see nothing but, you know, older people.
Yeah.
There were like 15-year-olds going in to see Judas Priest.
Judas Priest rocks it, dude. I'm telling you.
Well, they're done rocking it. That was their last concert tour. On this date, March 1st, 40 years ago, 1972, John Lennon is threatened with deportation when his visa runs out. The inquiry into his case proves that the government has been building a case against him for years.
No way.
The file is almost 1,800 pages long.
Why?
John Lennon?
Why?
Give peace a chance? Probably that whole bed thing. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. Here's John Lennon, Rock School.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom, just below the stairs.
All of something happening. This is a new year, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about stuff that happens in the world of rock. Let me tell you a few other things that are going to happen this year, 2012. Do you remember in 2011 we shot off a rover that was on its way to Mars? We shot it off in November.
Yep.
It's supposed to hit in November of this year.
It's going to land in December.
You think so?
Well, it stopped for gas.
It did. Mm-hmm. Where did it stop?
Milky Way.
Oh, well, there you go. It had to pick up one or two of those.
See, you were going to try to stump me right there.
I was ready for you.
I was.
You know, there's supposed to be two eclipses this year, total eclipses of the sun.
Really?
Total eclipse of the sun. Can't remember her last name. One is in May, one is in November. However, we here in the good old U.S. of A. will not see the one in November. It's only going to take place down below.
Now, those are the things you're not supposed to look at directly, right?
The sun. No, you're not supposed to look at the sun.
Not the sun. No, Harry Carey. Not to look at the complete sun.
That's the reason. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's an eclipse. It's not like, you know, it's not like witches are going to, you're blind. You know, it's the concept of, I think I'll look at the eclipse. You're looking directly at the sun.
When we used to be able to look at an eclipse whenever we were little, they say, like, you need to put on some sunglasses or something.
No.
My dad made us use a welding mask.
Okay, well, maybe that might help a little because of welding and the intense bright light.
Do you know what it's like to stand out in the middle of your yard with a welding mask on?
No, I don't, because I never got into welding. But now I'm thinking about it. I need a New Year's resolution. This year's New Year's resolution, I will get into welding.
Don't mock me.
I won't mock you.
It's
too easy.
You jab. Jab.
The London Olympics are coming up in the summer. So the Summer Olympics are coming up, which will be pretty cool. And I get to sit there and yell at the people who are doing gymnastics. Stick your landing! Huh? The Russians stick their landings.
When do we get some more Olympics?
I haven't had
the Olympics since 96. That was our last Olympics.
I don't have the slightest idea.
Come on, man.
Let's do New Orleans Olympics.
Imagine that would be great.
Drunk in the stands.
Ooh, hey!
Stick your landing. All right, we got to come back, do one more here. In fact, a couple more songs to wrap up 1972. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for doing the radio program.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. We're going to beat you.
Yeah, we're coming after you.
We're so going to beat you.
Cheeseheads, we're coming after you. Man, we're going to crush you. Back in a minute, Rock School. Okay, got a few minutes to wrap up 1972 before the end of the year. In April 16th of 1972, the Electric Light Orchestra made its debut at the Greyhound Pub in the UK. Back here in the good old U.S. of A. And August 19th, the first edition of NBC Television's The Midnight Special airs, featuring the group War with its new frontman, Eric Burdon, formerly of The Animals. Again, I got to do a show on The Midnight Special. I have all the DVDs. I still haven't gotten a yay or a nay from the legal side here at the university, whether I can play the music from those DVDs. I just need someone to tell me yes or no if I'm under some kind of copyright concern. I bought them. They've aired already. Can I pull the audio off of those DVDs and air it?
You need to do what I do.
What's that?
You ask, and when you don't get a response, you do it anyway. And if they gripe, then you know what the answer would have been.
Well, I'm putting the station's license in jeopardy if I don't get a yay or nay. And then finally, one we're going to play. June 1st, the group Pink Floyd goes into the studio and begins recording tracks for what the group will only refer to as a concept album.
Mm-hmm.
Takes 8 months to complete and will be titled Dark Side of the Moon. Here's Brain Damage right into Eclipse. Rock School. All right, last break here on Rock School. Still in 1972, we'll wrap it up, and then next week we'll start on 1982.
You always do this. You always make me wait a week before I can even begin to remember some of the stuff that we're talking about.
Well, yeah, you were born when?
80.
Well, there you go. You were 2 years old. You should remember a tremendous amount of it. Here are the last ones in 72 that I have. July 9th, Paul McCartney finally forms up with his band Wings and goes on a tour using a double-decker London bus. Of course, why wouldn't you, after the Beatles busted up? And on December 31st, the MC5 plays its first gig at the Grand Ballroom in Detroit. Some say this is where punk begins, some disagree. And the one we're going to play to wrap up the whole show, October 16th, CCR calls it quits. Tom Fogerty had left the band a year earlier. It's Tom Fogerty, not the voice, not John.
Not John.
However, lead singer and main songwriter John Fogerty on the 16th states, he's leaving the band. It is over.
Now, see, for those that say, wow, I didn't know they busted up in 72. Remember from an earlier show, they were only together, what, 3 years?
Well, they were putting out music for 3 years. Mm-hmm. They probably were together years before that.
It was a short-lived,
to get signed and all of that.
Short-lived run of hits.
Right, but for 3 years, that's when they put out all of their music. So they did all of that pretty quick.
They busted up, and then they were looking out their back door.
That's right, and that's when we're going to finish up on. So I'm Joe Burns.
And I'm Chad P.
We're going to do the second half of this show next week. Make sure you join us. That's it. Class is dismissed.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door open.